This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
So, Sadar, today is Refugee Rights Day. And as I understand it, refugee and immigrant rights activists are occupying five conservative MPs' offices across the country, as well as there are banner drops in a couple of cities as well. Why is this all going on?
Yeah, that's true. Well, let me start with myself. I'm a refugee myself. I come to Canada as a refugee. I have permanent residency. But with this bill, C-31, I'm afraid of my permanent residency even be revoked or denied. So we are here occupying, no one is illegal, Toronto, occupying just office. It's simultaneously happening with five cities across Canada in three provinces. And we have started the campaign, and we are not going to stop until we shut down this Bill C-31, and we oppose it.
What are your main objections to Bill C-31?
Well, Bill C-31 basically slams the doors on refugees and jails, asylum seekers, and it's based on three mandates. Mandate discrimination on nationality basis, criteria, jailed refugees, and it revokes and denies permanency from permanent residents.
And so what kinds of changes would you like to see to Bill C-31 before it passes, or would you like to see them just get rid of it altogether?
Well, we ask immediately to stop this Bill C-31 and throw it in the dust of history.
And what would you like to see in its place?
Excuse me, can you repeat it?
What would you like to see in place of Bill C-31?
We basically ask for status for all, and no deportation of refugees, and we ask Canada welcome refugees and expand its immigration system on some welcoming and human basis than what Jason Kenney and Conservative Party is doing right now.
Now, you're a refugee yourself, and you're saying that if Bill 37 had been in place when you had applied for refugee status, that you would never have qualified. Why is that?
Definitely. I'm right now, I even have permanent residency. I'm afraid of that. And I know many people, there are many refugees living this country in a very terrible situation in a very hard circumstances, and this bill is definitely worse than their situation, and we are basically afraid of this bill and afraid of this new immigration system that Mr. Jason Kenney is proposing on Canadian people.
And tell me what's been going on here in Toronto today to oppose Bill C-31.
So here today, actually currently occupying Mr. Ted Harvey's office. He's one of the 11 members of...
of Parliament?
That's okay. Excuse me. And we are occupying his office, and we demand an immediate stop on this bill. And we have been writing letters and calling MPs and Jason Kenney, but unfortunately we haven't received any response. So we'll continue until we stop this and shut down this bill.
So you're currently in Mr. Optiz's office?
That's true.
And how many of there are you?
We are right now 8 of us. Yeah.
8 of you. And have you been given any warnings by the police or anything of that nature?
Not yet.
How long have you been there?
It's almost half an hour.
Okay, and what
it's
was
been half an hour.
And what was the reception from the staff inside that office?
Well, we asked we asked them to call MP and we called media, and I can't say they were like very welcoming, but that's an occupation.
And how long? Are you...
Big banner here in the main room saying "Stop Bill C-31," and they have some placards saying no one is illegal, and yeah.
And how long are you planning to occupy the office?
So we are here. I can't give you an exact time, but yeah, it's probably gonna last for a couple hours.
Okay. And coming back to Bill C-31, it's currently in second reading. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And so you are hoping to get that bill stopped because it could be passed as early as June?
That's true. And I would like also to mention, John, that this under the conservative government, the refugee acceptance dropped by 60% and deportation is doubled. And this bill will worsen like the refugee situations and refugee status access for many people in Canada. And we need to shut it down. Like, we need to stop it. There is no other choice.
Any word on how the occupations have been going in the other cities across Canada?
Well, there is an occupation happening in Edmonton and London and, St. Catherine in Ottawa, and there is banner drops in Montreal, in London, in Vancouver, and the news are coming out, and yeah.
Any news from those offices in terms of how the occupations are going?
I don't have any news right now.
Okay. And talk about the importance of Refugee Rights Day, what it's all about and what it means to Canadians and, as well as potential immigrants and refugees.
Well, refugees, like Canada is one of the countries that refugees are coming, but Canada is accepting less refugees from all the developed countries, and we have very unwelcoming system of very unwelcoming system of refugee in Canada, and I know many people in this country. I know many people in this country that are living in very harsh conditions because of not having status, and today, as the Refugee Rights Day, and as much as I know as the Canadian Day, we need to once again think about our system of human rights, our system of refugee rights, and let's say, like, giving status to these people is just one step of solving this the problem.
Sadar, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous, and and we need to do some other stuff. I hope it was good.
Yeah, it was very good. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
For rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.